Minnesota Democratic Senator Al Franken, facing insurmountable criticism from his own party, said today he will resign in the coming weeks. 35 Senate Democrats called for Franken to step down yesterday after an eighth woman accused him of sexual misconduct. Here's Franken today on the Senate floor.
I will continue to stand up for the things I believe in as a citizen and as an activist. But Minnesotans deserve a senator who can focus with all her energy on addressing the challenges they face every day.
Elizabeth Dunbar is a reporter at Minnesota Public Radio. And Elizabeth, he said her energy, it's expected the Democratic governor of Minnesota will name his lieutenant governor, Tina Smith, to this seat.
Correct. That's what a lot of the political insiders are saying. Yeah. Tina Smith is very experienced and well-respected.
Yeah, and then an election will follow. So Al Franken, former Saturday Night Live writer, creator of characters like Stuart Smalley. You know, I'm good enough. I'm smart enough. Gosh darn it, people like me. He said he created that character based on people he met at Al-Anon meetings. This is for children of alcoholics. People in Minnesota did seem to like him. How is this news being received there?
Well, in the days leading up to this decision, boy, Minnesota Democrats were really split. A lot of Democrats were standing by him, said he should not resign, especially when there are Republicans holding office. There's a Senate candidate in Alabama who has a good chance of becoming a senator who have allegations against them as well. So a lot of people didn't want him to take that step, but others said he should do the right thing and step aside.
Well, he alluded to some of this today in his speech on the Senate floor. He talked about how the president had bragged of groping women. He used his own words, and he alluded to Roy Moore. Tell us more about what he said. Defiant at times, humble at others?
Yeah, it was a really somber speech. And he was defiant that none of the allegations that have come up happened when he was a senator. He was very clear about that, that he wanted to make clear that he never brought dishonor to the institution. But that said, I mean, he has this other past, and it was, you know, a challenge for him. There were a lot of things that came up in his original Senate campaign that people were questioning his behavior, just, you know,
He did take that photo, or at least a woman alleges that she took a photo with him when he was a senator, and that he groped her during that photo.
And he on the Senate floor today denied that. Some people were really surprised that he was that defiant about his behavior. And, you know, there were women that we had calling in saying they were disappointed that he didn't take more responsibility for his behavior.
Yeah, he said some of the allegations were not true. So we mentioned that there will be someone appointed to take a seat, then there will be a special election. Are people also nervous about that? Minnesota, you know, Hillary Clinton squeaked by, you know, considering how Minnesotans have voted in the past. Is there a concern that Democrats might lose the seat, or might they have lost it if he stayed?
I think there is some concern. You know, Democrats have dominated statewide elections in Minnesota since 2008 when Franken was elected. Senator Amy Klobuchar has done very well and is very popular. We have a Democratic governor who is in his second term. Hillary Clinton did win 2016, but barely. Mm-hmm. And so that's the question here. We already have heard from Republican operatives that say they're confident that they can take the seat in 2018.
He also today, Senator Franken, soon to be former Senator Franken, talked about how he really was convinced that this is something that should go through to the Ethics Committee, that he felt, you know, he offered himself up on day one for the Ethics Committee to make the decision, but then bowed to the pressure from those around him. What does he do now?
That's a good question. You know, he kept on reiterating every time there was a new allegation, I'll go through the Ethics Committee. But he said on the Senate floor today that it was becoming too much of a distraction, and that if he really did have to go through that Senate ethics investigation, that would take away from the work he was doing for Minnesotans. And that seemed to be at least the way that he thought about it and came to the decision.
Right.
What he does now, he said he's going to remain active politically and talk about the things that he cares about. So we'll just have to see what that looks like.
He also might have bowed to the pressure from the Democrats to be part of their case that they will make maybe in the 2018 elections, that their accused stepped down, John Conyers, earlier this week. The Republicans did not. Minnesota Public Radio's Elizabeth Dunbar, thank you.
You're welcome.